The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello, I'm Olivia Quay. You're watching The Big Story. You can subscribe to our channel so you never miss a single episode. Over 1 billion vaccine doses have been administered in China. On some days in recent weeks, there were 20 million jabs given daily. Well, China has four vaccines available to its public. One of them, from Sinovac, has started being administered in Singapore by private clinics. When the World Health Organization endorsed Sinovac's vaccine for emergency use this month, it said that it was only 51% effective at preventing symptomatic disease. Within China as well, scientists have acknowledged that they need to ensure the Sinovac jabs work better. With more, our China correspondent Elizabeth Law joins me now from Beijing. So Liz, we have heard accounts from people here who prefer the Sinovac vaccine because they're hoping to enter China without quarantine. But what are China's considerations when it comes to allowing travelers into the country who have been vaccinated with Sinovac's shot?
Ollie, I think one misconception that we really do have to put to rest is the fact that simply having a vaccine is going to allow you quarantine-free travel in China. I think, and by all signs, China's government is not going to lift the quarantine requirement anytime soon. They have, in fact, in recent weeks, actually doubled down on this whole quarantine requirement. There are many cities, especially those with a lot of international flights, that are, in fact, increasing quarantine regulations from 14 days, 21 days for some, or 14 plus plus. And there are places that essentially you spend 28 days in quarantine or some sort of isolation away from the general population. So I honestly don't think having a vaccine is going to allow anyone into China quarantine free. But that being said, having a Chinese-made vaccine, be it Sinovac, be it Sinopharm, or any of the other vaccines that have been provided internationally, will allow you greater ease of access into China, because noted the borders are still closed and people do have to apply for special visas. And having a Chinese-made vaccine will allow you to acquire one of these visas more easily. But whether having a vaccine will allow you to enter China without any quarantine, I highly, highly doubt it.
Last week, Singapore's Director of Medical Services, Associate Professor Kenneth Mark, said that he's worried about reports from other countries of people becoming sick with COVID-19 even after receiving Sinovac shot. He cited cases in Indonesia. Let's have a listen first.
The Sinovac vaccine is one that we've now allowed to be used out of the original stockpile we had based on the special access route framework. But it still is a vaccine that we were unfortunately unable to approve using HSA's PISA framework, simply because there still is some outstanding data that the manufacturer has not provided to HSA that gives us the complete assurance about the quality and safety profile for the vaccines. We look forward, if data becomes available, for us then to complete this process of evaluation, but unfortunately, we're not able to do so. So we've been looking at the real-world evidence, looking internationally, the experience of other countries which have used these vaccines as well. Some of these countries are very close to us, including our regional neighbours like Indonesia. There is a significant risk of vaccine breakthrough. We've seen a more recent report of healthcare workers in Indonesia still being infected. So these problems still arise.
Right. So Liz, having heard that, how is China addressing the issue of Sinovac's vaccine efficacy?
So there have been discussions by senior health officials in recent months. Actually, they do understand that the Sinovac vaccine isn't as effective as they would like it to be. Well, it is effective to some extent. It meets the 50% threshold. But the fact is that they realize that that is still kind of low. And the head of the CDC, George Gao, had made comments earlier saying that there are ways that they are looking at perhaps even mixing vaccine shots from different vaccine makers, such as like maybe if you were to have Sinovac as your first shot and then a booster from another producer, that could be one of the ways to increase efficacy, and that is something that the Chinese are looking at. However, that being said, a lot of people have pointed to the fact that Sinovac is and Sinopharm as well, of course, are now on the WHO's emergency use list, which means that it technically should be. And questioning why isn't Singapore allowing for it? Well, there are two things here. One is that Singapore has really one of the most rigorous and thorough vaccine approval, or in fact drug approval system anywhere in the world. And so I think the standard is very high. And number two is that being on the WHO list means that these vaccines will be able to be used for COVAX. And COVAX is about having equal access to countries which might be developing, and therefore having the Chinese vaccines, which are inactivated vaccines and don't require special storage methods, means that it would work a lot better for developing countries which might not have the resources and the technology like Singapore or other more wealthy economies.
Of course. Well, focusing on China, over a billion people there have been vaccinated, a milestone that was just reached a few days ago. So Liz, the vaccination campaign got off to a slow start, right? So what changed? And I guess what's next for China's vaccination campaign?
So yes, it did get off to a slow start. And as I've written about it before, it was down to two things. One was that there was complacency because of the way how well the situation had been controlled in China. So people just didn't, you know, they just didn't feel a need to be vaccinated. And secondly, is that vaccines in this country have had a history where there were several scandals of either expired vaccine or ineffective vaccine. So people were understandably a little bit more worried. But I think there were also a couple of factors that really push people to get vaccinated very quickly. I would say it's both hard and soft methods. Talking about soft power, it would be things like propaganda campaigns, the government offering incentives such as shopping vouchers, eggs, ice cream, if you were to go and get vaccinated. Of course, vaccination is fully free, which is great. And also they have mobile clinics making it easier for people to get vaccinated. And the other thing that really, really contributed significantly to people getting a jab is actually the fact that there have been sporadic outbreaks and fairly serious ones, I might add, in Dalian and now as we're seeing in Guangdong province, in Guangzhou and in Shenzhen. So that has really given people a sense of urgency.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for sharing the latest on the show. I've been speaking with Elizabeth Law, China correspondent for The Straits Times.